Holy.
Mr. Jukani's waiting for you on the terrace.
Hey, Tip, aren't you gonna check it for heat?
Shut up, J-Mo.
But...
Shut up!
Every time you come to see me, I got problems. I'm eating breakfast here, and already I got problems. Tell me something good.
We have a problem.
My meeting with the kids?
They were on the plane that went down yesterday. There are survivors, but the names haven't been released yet.
I can make it work either way. Me and a blonde no more.
I only colored it to work for Darcy Parker. She preferred blondes.
So what's my problem?
I got a phone call last night from Veronica Pace.
Go on.
She claims she arranged the plane crash.
Why would she want to do a thing like that?
She considered David Shin and Katina Chuvansky to be key obstacles. She wants to reorganize the Parker girls.
I told Lou not to help that woman with her legal problems. I don't get enough problems running the company. Now I got some junior psycho wanting to start that Parker crap again? The Parker girls don't exist no more. Period. I buried that freaking psycho, and I'll bury her freaking protege, too. I'll bury every freaking one of them, if I have to. That Parker witch almost took the entire company down with her. Now her flunkies screwing with me and caused a federal investigation. The feds link her to that crash to be all over our backs. I'm not letting the Parker group start up again. They're nothing but trouble. They ain't got no respect for nobody. No respect for the company. I want you to look into this personally, Tappy. Find out what happened to the plane. I want to know what we're dealing with here before I read it in the papers. You hear what I'm saying? And find out if either one of them kids are alive. If so, we could still get Darcy Parker's share of the company legally.
And Veronica?
Veronica. I don't want to hear about her no more, understand? But check on the kids first. Find them. Even if one of them's alive, I can still make it work. They're both in the will. If one goes, the other has it all. But if they're both dead... I'll have to see what the attorneys can do. Maybe delay some death certificate or something. Like we did with Darcy's will. Don't talk to anybody about this. As long as those Parker OGs are out there, I can't trust nobody. I thought I could fix the Parker problem by eliminating Darcy. I guess I was mistaken. We've got to exterminate every last one of them.
That may be time-consuming. Most of them have gone underground, hiding as housewives with new names and babies.
I don't care if they're doing a Jane Doe running for the New York Senate. We'll find them. How many are out there?
12, including Veronica and Katina Chuvansky.
The Polish girl may be dead already. That'll save you the trouble. But if she's alive, keep her that way. At least until I get my papers signed. My plane will be waiting to take you to Nashville. Let me know what you find down there. And Tappy?
Sir?
Next time, bring me some good news.
Second degree burns and lacerations should heal without too much noticeable skin damage.
But what's wrong with her mentally? I mean, she's not talking or anything. It's like she's in a coma, but she's awake.
Well, hard to say. She could still be feeling the shock of the crash, and she has every right to, considering what she's been through. It's normal. They usually assign a psychiatrist to follow up on the survivors of a plane crash, but if you like, I can try and find someone to come take a look at her now. I don't know how effective they'll be, but it couldn't hurt. Maybe they'll help speed up her recovery.
How much will that cost? We don't have any insurance or anything.
Don't worry about it, honey. I'll make sure everything is taken care of, even if I have to claim Kachu as a dependent and put her on your father's insurance.
I don't want to speak out of turn here, but I would think that under the circumstances, the airline would be the one to pick up the tab.
You think so?
You'll need to check with administration, of course, but there's certainly a precedent for these things.
What about David?
Oh yes, the other passenger you were inquiring about.
We've been asking everybody about him, but nobody has been able to tell us anything.
I'm not sure what to tell you. If he hasn't been admitted here, or at one of the other hospitals, I'm afraid he's...
Other hospitals?
Yes, of course. You didn't know this? The survivors were taken to 3 different hospitals in the area.
Well, this is the first I've heard of it.
Oh, it's common in disaster situations to keep ERs from overflowing. Nobody told you about this?
No.
I can get you the names and numbers of the other hospitals.
Mom, if he's at one of the other hospitals...
I'll call them right away.
We've got to find out what's happened to him. I've got to tell Kachu something.
I hate to bring this up, but have you checked the morgue?
Mom?
No, I have not.
If you don't find him at one of the other hospitals or the morgue, you might try the FAA investigation warehouse. That's where they're collecting parts and unidentified bodies.
Oh, Lord.
Kachu? Can I get you anything?
What happened to your hair?
I don't know. Weird, huh? It's been like this lopsided skunk stripe ever since I heard about you and Dave. You gonna eat that jello from your lunch? Afternoon TV is the worst.
Okay.
Leno or Letterman?
How can you sleep when everyone around you dies?
Francine.
You've been listening to episode 5 of Strangers in Paradise, book 8, My Other Life, by Terry Moore, adapted by Nicole Tomte, produced by Chris Honeywell and Nicole Tomte. Sound designed by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra. David Ellis was J-Mo. Eugene R. Hendricks was Tip. James Hickson was Sal. Sarah Palmero was Tamby and Mrs. Peters. Nicole Tomte was Francine. Charlie Niemeyer was Doctor. Vanessa Van Zera was Kachu. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through AbstractStudioComics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus available on archive.org. Spread the word. You can contact us at atwinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.